They'll have the Churchill action this week, too. Don't forget. I will find out. I saw somebody was asking the question on Twitter about, or actually might have been the Derby Trail, was asking the question about whether the races will be live, the stakes, and I got to get that answer from maybe from Eric Donovan and everybody there. A lot of times, depending on the NBC coverage, and NBC doesn't have, you know, with the sports network gone. I know they're doing some with Peacock. We'll find out. All right, I'll get that. I'll get that specific. All right. Next, we're going to get Johnny Ortiz in. And by the way, speaking of visits from Johnny's, you've got to be excited with this news. Johnny D. Will make the. It'll be triumphant. It'll be a triumphant return. On Wednesday, we will break the eggs. Your Derby omelet will be made with the one and only Johnny D. Wednesday. All right. I imagine you're as excited as I am. All right. Let's. I've always got to be careful when it comes to John Ortiz, because so many times, going back to luck, I have bothered John Ortiz, the actor. How you doing? We're going to have John Ortiz, the horseman. Not that we didn't ever enjoy John Ortiz visits, John Ortiz, the actor. And I don't know how many people have both of those numbers, but many, many times in reaching for you, I've bothered John Ortiz, the actor.
What was that? Sorry, I lost that a little bit.
Yeah, I said that I've got from going back to the days of the TV show Luck, I've had John Ortiz's number. And it never occurred to me to distinguish the two. I should really add something to yours. John Ortiz trainer, John Ortiz actor.
I get that confusion a lot, actually. You know.
I love it. Well, all you have to say is it's perfect. When Barber Road wins the Derby, the first thing you should say is "What a surprise!" and that'll be
that'd be the quote, huh?
Right? That would be magical. I love it.
What a surprise! Yeah.
Right.
Well, right now, I think I already. Well, obviously, I think we already know who's going to play John Ortiz when they do the movie on Barber Road. So
exactly. Too funny. We'll talk about the excitement, and several people had already made the one of the predictions that Barber Road and you and your barn would be one of the big hits leading into Saturday. But in the meantime, you successfully pulled off something that happens every year, which is you're one of the trainers who won a stake over the weekend that I get to call Derby Week, even ahead of your Derby try. So let's talk about Wayland Springs first, and a really big win for him over the 3-5 favorite of Asmussen's. That was Cogburn, and Wayland Springs, a $17 winner with Manny Esquivel in The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, look, I believe in this horse from the very beginning. I just think he just took a couple of tries to kind of get to understand the name of the game. Obviously, you know, we ran him a couple of maiden special weights, and once he broke it, you know, we turned around and ran him right back in the Archibald Stakes race, which, you know, I kind of got the better handle. It's not really a was about the horse himself. I think he knows he's talented, but it really came down to both jockeys, Gabe Sias and then Manny Ascobo, who've learned how to navigate to the wire first. But that last race was something that really blew my mind. I mean, it was very incredible, and it became a match race down the stretch. I really loved it. I enjoyed that stretch run.
Well, and it's, you know, he's an Arkansas bred because of John Ed Anthony, Shortleaf, but really he's kind of a Arkansas bred, you know, just by circumstance of where he was dropped. He's a street sense colt, and he's out of a pure prize mare of John Ed's, and this is a great stepping stone for whatever's next.
Yeah, no, and that's right. You know, Mr. John Anthony's done a fantastic job with the Archibreds. I mean, he's a true believer of improving the Arkansas game, you know, since he's such a local big-time, I want to call him a legend here in Hot Springs. You know, he's one of the top, always has been, I think. And, I mean, to me, it's just been an honor to be involved in his team. You know, obviously, you know, Brad Cox trains for him as well, so to be even considered a second trainer behind Brad and his team, I think it's an honor to me. You know, again, I look up, you know, to Brad Cox as a trainer. He's a fantastic trainer, and you know, I like to follow the good trainers. So I can learn from those best ones. And you know, in theory, you know, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. So I'm enjoying this game right now a lot. And, you know, again, thanks to Mr. John Anthony for giving us such a great opportunity, not just with the Archibreds, but just with the stock in general that he's provided. You know, we've won. I want to say maybe with Waylon it might have been 13 races for him. So
that's great.
For our barn alone. So, no, I mean, honored is the correct word.
Well, and this is really a unique situation. And, you know, here's a horse that if people look at the, you know, the PPs from the winter, you know, you basically had been running him looking to break the maiden, and his career didn't start until December, right? You know, I think the second weekend of the meet, and you started him out against Arkansas Bred Company appropriately, and, you know, running for $84,000, which is, you know, real money. So it took him 5 starts to break his maiden, and you also tried stretching him out, then you cut him back, and the cutback, that was the secret. He wins on the cutback, and now he's won 3 straight, including an open company stake, as well as the Rainbow, the state bred stake. In addition, his figures, he's gone from a 69 buyer in his maiden breaker to an 83 in the Rainbow, and now a 95 in that win on Saturday.
Oh, wow. Yep.
John, I mean, he's basically edging his way into, you know, the 3-year-old picture for the sprinters. I mean, the Gallant, mm-hmm. you know, down the road in the fall, you know, well, you got races, obviously.
Yeah,
you got plenty of races in the spring.
We have plenty of options,
yeah.
For sure. You
exactly.
Know? And that's the key to what Mr. John Head has been doing. I think he wants to be able to have Archibreds, but to be able to compete in all sorts of different levels, especially when we leave Oakland, you know, being it's just, you know, good 4 or 5 months, half of the year down in Hot Springs, but we still got the other half of the year to go, you know. He's definitely, and I knew it from the beginning, he's been a horse that I thought, and I did mention this to them, he's going to be a horse that's going to take a couple tries to get the idea of the game. Because he's a big horse, you know, and that's why we stretched him out. We thought the sprints weren't really working for him. But it looks like the idea is I just figured out the horse is just looking for a different running style. And, I believe maybe he also needed a different, jockey change there of, once we got, Gabe Sias, he's ridden a lot for our barn, in the past. We have a really high success rate with him. So he knows exactly what I was asking or what we needed to do. And we got the job done. I think the horse understands now, and I think he is enjoying winning as much as I am. But, you know, you got to remember these animals, they're not farm animals. These are athletes. And And again, my theory is to always treat them as individuals, treat them as professional athletes. And I think he understands what we're asking of him now. And that's why he's just stepping up more and more after getting more confidence. And that's one of my biggest keys as a trainer, is to always make sure that I find a confident win spot to improve these horses. Again, sure. I'm confident when I win something. So, you know, you got to do the same thing to these animals. They know when they win. Believe me.
Oh, no doubt. And you know, just noticing, you've had a lot of success with Manny Esquivel.
Yes, correct. Again, he's another one that's part of the Santos Inc. Company here. And we do a lot of work with Jose Santos and his riders. You know, it's just people that I trust to ride my horses to their best of their ability. And, you know, they trust me that I'm giving them the right horses.
Is he potentially a candidate? Will he come join you in Kentucky now?
Oh yeah, no, he's already here.
he already shipped.
Yes,
all right.
Sir. Yeah, no. We after that last race, we made sure he was good and sound, happy, and everything was good to go. And so we put him on the van, and he's already here. Actually, I think he's on the opposite side behind Barber Road.
Nice. Would you consider the Woody Stevens for him in 6 weeks?
You know, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, as soon as that horse crossed the wire, I already said my brain was already going through the conditions book that I have logged in my memory space here. And I was like, well, we got this race, we got that race, we still got that one. Like you said, I think the Gallant Bob stage race, if
yep.
I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that's in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, so. And Derby Day.
So, yeah, so it's just like a bunch of different stuff that we'll look into the future here for him. But obviously, you know, we got a young horse that just now figured it out, and you got to strike while the iron's hot. And you know, again, I'm gonna refer back to Brad Cox. I heard him one time say, you know, when things are going good, you take advantage. And right now, that's what we're doing.
Well, and certainly this week, being in the spotlight, and you know, the way in which you handled Barber Road all through the campaign at Oaklawn, we'll start talking about him momentarily. Let's wrap up, actually, the Oaklawn season. You got a few more to run, and that also includes a stake try with the Mary Rose. That's in the natural state, in the breeders' stake. Coming up on Friday. How many more do you have to run at Oaklawn?
Just two more. Just got the Mary Rose and Dolly Dimple. She's in the Arkansas Bred Allowance race. So we're going to try to shoot one with her. And then obviously the Mary Rose is in a very good spot.
Very nice. And, of course, you know, that being another short-leaf homebred, this one, an older mare, too. I mean, John Ed could have probably bred her this year. She's already got one win. She's a five-time winner, and she's made close to $500,000, but he kept her around.
Yeah. No, yeah, and we talked about her a little bit, about turning, you know, we brought her up to Kentucky to run at Turfway, and a side plan was to maybe she comes up here, if she wins that race, we'll turn around and come back and breed her in Kentucky and then bring her back to Hot Springs to retire, you know. But I think the idea is that this filly's just now starting to really shine through once we decided that she's only a two-turn horse. And I suggest to Mr. John that we keep her running if that's okay with him. Obviously, we'll find out more at the end of the meet here after she runs the stakes race. And, you know, she might be, you know, it's a little late to be breeding horses right now, but she's also an Archie bred, you know, so, you know, you kind of have the advantage of having a late fall on there since the meet doesn't really start until December now. But, no, we're excited about her, that she's in a great spot, I believe. And the plan is probably to just keep on running her throughout this year and then probably retire her right into Oakland or, you know, see what happens next year.
Very nice. Joined by John Ortiz, who's got, of course, Barber Road come Derby Day. We'll talk about him momentarily. What about the two other stake opportunities leading in Derby Week? You've got Top Gunner in the St. Matthews, and then Mr. Dumas in the opening verse.
Yeah, so again, and these horses have just been horses that have been true athletes. We're very happy with the way Top Gunner's turned around since last summer. We really found his niche, and we figured out how to keep him entertained as far as, you know, being engaged in races. And we do a really good job with our sprinters. And I'm really pleased with where he's at. It's not an easy spot. You know, he did run third in a stakes race in Sam Houston. You know, that was a nice, tough little stakes there down there for him. But you know, I think it is a good opportunity to see where we stand with him at, now that he's, you know, won a couple at Oakland. And he's an up-and-coming horse that I actually have a really bright, I think he has a really bright future in stakes level here sprinting. And possibly he should be my match series horse that I want to use this year out in the Mid-Atlantic circuit.
Nice. That's great. And I from a, you know, looking at Figs and just glancing at this group that does include Just Might, Michelle Lovell putting him back on the main track. But you're 6-1, and this is a fun. This actually is a really good little race. The way this came up.
No, for sure. It really is. We're excited about it. You know, again, if you want to be the best, you got to be the best. And, you know, I love Michelle. She does a fantastic job with her horses, and she always brings horses ready to run. And we've had our little battles with Just Might with Mucho last year. So I'm excited to see what else we can do with a different horse. And as Mucho's right now on a little break, we'll see him sometime in the summer. But again, you got to be the best if you want to be the best. So.
Let me ask you about that maiden 75 as well on Thursday, because this is this one defied comes back as a gelding and was made 4-1, but this is not an easy group either, the 75 maiden claimer.
No, you know, we picked them up about maybe 2 months ago, and you know, he's a horse that's really fit the program here, and he's developed okay, you know, and we're excited about him. And you know, we're just trying to go ahead and give him an opportunity, you know, to win here at Churchill. He's been working really well on the dirt, but you know, obviously I think we got our we're gonna have to definitely step it up here. He's gonna have to perform his best in order to get this job done.
Let me also, before we talk Barber Road, finally, let's talk about the other stake starter. And this Mr. Dumas, who's been a favorite of mine, even, you know, going back to when Mike Maker had him. This is Hooties and WSS. Where's Mr. Dumas stand? He's one of the favorites in here. He's 4-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Mr. Dumas was one of the first horses that we picked up as a two-year-old for Mr. Hootie and WSS. He was bought at, I believe, the April sale as a two-year-old, and really loved him from the very beginning. He made all his debut and his early career starts with us. We did fantastic. He won the Commonwealth, which was on my bucket list to do since I was an assistant with Kellen, that we were going to try to run general election in that race. And he was sold in November, so we missed our opportunity to run that race. So I was glad to come back and get the job done with Mr. Dumas as a three-year-old, I believe. So, and going into this race, I mean, again, he's confident. He's coming off a win. He's been training fantastic here at Churchill Downs. Obviously, he's won at Churchill, so I think we're going to enjoy this new turf course that they put in. And I think the distance is just dead on for him.
Mr. Dumas with Ray Lou on Thursday. And, John, let's talk about Barber Road. And I got a couple of others that I'm sure we're going to see on Friday or Saturday. But is it everything you expected, you know, coming home here and getting prepared for Derby?
Yeah, you know, it's been a fun road that we have been on with Barber Road, and I mean that in pun intended and everything. So I just love it. I mean, the horse is named properly for the way he's been taking us here. It's been a journey. You know, I'm just going to credit everything to this horse himself. I mean, he's just a horse that's just gutsy. He's done everything he can. He's so smart and determined to always be his best. And I can't ask, again, we're talking about athletes here. You know, if he was a human being, I think he could be the next Kobe Bryant. You know, just determined, very motivational, and just actually he's keeping me more cool and collected about this whole Derby trip that we're having, because I look at him and he's as cool and can be, and he's sound, he's happy, he's energetic, and he's just a pleasure being around. And you know, he's made me feel a lot more comfortable about all of this, and right now I'm just enjoying all the interviews and talking to people and the cameras. And you know, he's the one that's going to be doing all the running, so you know, I just got to enjoy this.
John, what model have you relied on since Arkansas Derby in terms of getting him ready for Saturday? And, you know, one of the conversation points with him has been, well, yes, he's certainly a late running threat and most likely an exotic player in the mold of you know, commanding curve and that kind of a horse that, you know, that could boost up the exotics. But people have thought that he just hasn't really shown to be fast enough to win this race. How do you answer that? What can be accomplished or done differently to have him, you know, basically get, you know, finish ahead, you know, of some of these horses that look quote unquote faster than him on paper?
You know, it's just something that I'm not really too concerned about as far as, you know, the people, the other horses, competitors. You know, I'm worried about my horse. I'm worried about how he's feeling, how he's walking up into this race. And that's all that matters to me, to be honest with you. You know, whatever he does, he's going to do his best. And all I know is that he's going to be one of the horses, few horses, hopefully, that is going to be making a run down the stretch as some of this early speed, you know, should die down. And, you know, traffic's going to be an issue that we're going to have to consider. But Ray Lewis, the pilot, you know, he's done a fantastic job getting him around some of this traffic. And, yeah, I mean, you can't avoid some things, but, you know, we just got to get the right trip. Honestly, it's just going to come down to that. You know, I'm not worried about it. You know, mind that Bert's done it before, and I'm not too concerned about, the critics about him. You know, I'm happy that this is the first horse that I'm bringing up here, because it's just full of confidence, and that's it. I mean, just like, again, we're just enjoying this trip. You know, he's going to do the running, not me. So,
in terms of the training pattern, and in terms of works and gauging fitness level, what have you relied on in terms of you know, getting him prepared for Saturday?
Again, it's all just the normal routine. My gut instincts about how to keep him into these races. You know, he's not a horse that I don't necessarily want to beat up, trying to get him faster, trying to make him, you know, something that he's not. You know, he is who he is. And so 90% of the time, I mean, we all have a system of training. And I think the other 10%, or honestly, maybe it's 50-50, but it's on the horse. And he tells me what he likes, and he tells me how fast, or, you know, he's the one that's training. I mean, like I said, the same thing, nothing's changed. He's still in the same feed program, and my workouts have been nice and steady, because, you know, I don't need him to waste all these energy in the mornings trying to prove something for the TV cameras. We're here to do what save that energy for the big day. You know, that's the only time I'm going to be worried about the camera on him. It's going to be down to that last final 16th, I think.
Well, for those that are curious, since his debut at five furlongs, and he never really figured to be a win early, you know, first out five furlong type, given his running style, although he did win on the lead when he broke his maiden going a mile and a 16th at Keeneland. John, he has faced 63 horses since that maiden 30, when he broke his maiden. He's only six horses have finished in front of him. He's finished in front of 57 horses. He's built up a record with two wins, four seconds in the that debut at Colonial. So, it's a record that also you would think is notable, going the mile in the eighth. Now he's going the mile and a quarter. I'm not necessarily somebody who says that, you know, closers going longer are, you know, certainly at Belmont, that's not a thing. But in this particular circumstance, it did feel at the end of the Arkansas Derby and the Rebel that he was really just hitting his best stride late.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's mostly all this traffic that he had to, get over. But, you know, I mean, I don't know why we're all bent on calling him a late closer or a deep closer or whatever. You know, his last in the Arkansas Derby, I mean, I think the furthest back he was only seven lengths from the leaders.
That's true.
So he's getting closer and closer after every race. And I think Ray Lewis definitely picked up on that. He knows, he's the one that's piloting, and he's done a fantastic job getting him where he needs to be. And there's nothing else we can do as far as traffic. You know, Ray Lewis is going to have an eye on that. And believe it or not, Barber Road also knows how to navigate through traffic.
Sure.
He's trained behind horses. So, you know, again, it's just we're all down to this, I think he'll be closer than we all expect him to be. And I think that's going to be our biggest advantage. It's just people, underestimating him. You know, he's under the radar. But to me, look, I'm glad, I'm blessed here. The horse is here. He's a horse that tries. He's got all heart. And, you know, as long as all of that lines up and, you know, God gives us his blessing, and, you know, we never know what can happen on Saturday.
John Ortiz, everybody. And, John, good luck at the draw. I'll see you in a few hours. Well done this weekend, closing out a couple more to run at Oaklawn, but well done all meet. And best of luck on Saturday, too.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. John Ortiz, everybody, and a great opportunity for John on Saturday with Ray Lou Gutierrez, really an infectious barn with this, the race day colt, Barber Road, and he's got a lot of fans, and appropriate. Johnny Ortiz, 24, to follow the barn and wish Johnny luck. We got to pull up, send you out into the day. KentuckyDerby.com for the draw, 2 o'clock, Oaks first, then the Derby. Thanks to John Ortiz, Gary Young, Mig, KK, and also Gary Bowman, who just kind of popped by. That was fun. Talk to you tomorrow. We'll have fields. We'll have everything set for Oaks and Derby weekend.
It's At the Races with Steve Beck. SiriusXM Sports.
Who are you betting on? How about an app created specifically for horse racing? Naira Bets. We specialize in thundering hooves, fist pumping, and boosting your bankroll with robust weekly promotions, and offer betting tips from actual horse racing experts. Bet all day and night, nationwide. Get the action and thrill of horse racing with Naira Bets. $200 deposit match with promo STEVE200. Visit NairaBets.com for details.
The Pons family's Country Life and Maryland Farms are the place for breeding and racing in the Mid-Atlantic. Country Life is nationally recognized for making stallions and currently stands the Mid-Atlantic's leading first and second crop sires, Divining Rod by Tappan and Mosler by Warfront, as well as Frisian Fire. Maryland's 5/8 mile training track completes the full service facilities from the folding barn to the racetrack. Join the excitement of racing with Country Life Farm, where our partnerships can take you from beginning to winning. Learn more at CountryLifeFarm.com.
Association introduces the Pennsylvania Stallion Series. Four brand new races to be run at Parks for PA-sired, PA-bred two-year-olds. There are two $100,000 contests on August 22nd, PA Day of the Races. September 24th, PA Derby Day, has two more races, each with a $200,000 purse. The PA Stallion Series. Yet another reason why Pennsylvania is the premier place to breed and race. For more, please visit PABred.com.
Want to get your career in horse racing off to a fast start? Well, the University of Arizona's Racetrack Industry Program is your winning ticket. The Racetrack Industry Program has served as a springboard to some of the industry's most successful individuals, with a proven track record of job placement right out of college. If you want to earn a degree in the exciting horse racing industry, the Racetrack Industry Program can put you in the winner's circle.
Visit ua-rtip.org today. Why, in the past decade, has BRL Equine become the premier equine supplement company in the industry? Because we spend millions in research and development before we ever put out a product. Because we use only FDA-supervised facilities to manufacture for us. Because what we say is in them is in them. Because they work. Because if you're not happy, I'll give you your money back. And because top trainers and veterinarians in thoroughbred racing, standardbred racing, three-day eventing, and barrel racing all trust in BRL Equine. Shouldn't you? To find out more how Flexify HA, Unlock, Leader Shield, and EPO Equine can help you, contact me, Joseph Vellante, 215-501-6880.